The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
I never, never go on the air and say things to intentionally offend anyone. I don't believe I've ever done that. Have I made statements that were offensive to some people? Yes. Yes. But it was never, who can I tick off today? Who can I offend? I need to be a little sensational. I need to be more controversial. And I've never done that. And I hope and pray that I never do. I have certainly offended liberals on many, many occasions, and every once in a while I offend some of the conservative Christians in my audience, and I fear that today may be another day. If you were listening on Friday, I spent basically one entire segment saying that the greatest enemy of the church is not those outside of the church. It's the carnal, immature Christians inside the church. We are our worst enemy. We who name the name of Christ are often the biggest obstacle to winning other people to Christ because of the way we act, the way we talk, the way we respond. We often become the greatest enemy of the cause of Christ. It should not be that way. But all of us have to battle with our flesh. All of us. No Christian is exempt from battling their own self-centered flesh. And we need to analyze continuously whether we are following the Spirit of God or whether we are walking after the flesh. Now, I could go on, but let me get to my point today. I already knew that I was going to deal with this topic in this segment, but it was confirmed to me because during the break, I usually consult social media, I check email during the breaks, I look at Twitter, I look at Facebook, and I think it was on Facebook just a few moments ago, an ad popped up from a very, very, very popular conservative website. It is not advertised as a Christian website, but there is an enormous amount of Christian content there, and a whole bunch of Christians consult this very conservative website continuously. And an ad popped up for Let's Go Brandon merchandise. Hats, T-shirts, sweatshirts, coffee cups. Let's go, Brandon. Now, I'm not going to take time to go into all of the origins of this Let's Go, Brandon thing, but it goes back to a NASCAR event where a network anchor was interviewing someone at the NASCAR race, and a chant broke out using the most obscene, profane word and phrase that anybody could use. There is nothing more obscene or profane than this phrase, and it was aimed at President Biden. Now, whether the network anchor knew it or whatever, but she, it was a female, she says, oh, look, they're chanting, let's go, Brandon. Now, the phrase is not even close to let's go, Brandon. We don't know whether she genuinely misunderstood or whether she understood it, and she's thinking about FCC fines because this profane, obscene phrase is being chanted. And so, again, we don't know whether she misunderstood or she knew what she was doing, but she said, oh, they're chanting, let's go, Brandon. Well, they weren't. They were chanting this profane, obscene phrase. Okay? Well, it went viral. And by the way, the obscene, profane phrase has been popping up at college football games, all kinds of places about President Biden. Okay. So this Let's Go Brandon thing started, and it's clearly, whenever you see Let's Go Brandon, it is clearly a reference to that profane, obscene phrase about President Biden. I guess at first glance, you could say, oh, that's cute. Isn't that funny? And yeah, I don't like President Biden, so I'm going to. But folks, listen. Everyone knows what this Let's Go Brandon phrase represents. Everyone knows that. It's not a secret. And those who use that phrase, and I'm hesitant to say it anymore because everybody knows it is a substitute for the profane, incredibly obscene phrase or chant. It is a substitute. In another way, we could say it is synonymous with the obscene phrase. Now, there's nothing obscene about Let's Go Brandon, but that's not what it means. It is clearly synonymous with the other phrase. And here is my contention. It has no place in the Christian community. Here is my contention, and I'll explain it to you biblically after the break that's coming up in about 1 minute. It is my contention, and maybe you agree, maybe you don't. I don't believe any Christian should have any part of it. I don't believe any follower of Jesus Christ should have a t-shirt with this phrase, a coffee cup with this phrase. I don't believe they should put it on their email. I don't believe that they should put it on their Facebook page. I don't believe they should put it on their Twitter page. I don't believe that they should use it in Snapchat. I don't believe that they should buy the merchandise or distribute the merchandise. A follower of Christ is to be set apart from the world around us. And there is no place for this in the Christian community. Now, I know already that some of you are angry at me. Oh, Bob, you're being such a worrywart and you're such a legalist. I know that some of you are upset with me because you've already bought the merchandise and you think it's cute and you think it's cool and you can't stand Biden. And hey, listen, I can't stand his policies either. But I want to be biblical. A phrase, and I'll just say it once, Let's Go Brandon, that has gone absolutely viral. And I won't go into the origins of it because I just did. And most of you know it anyway. But it is synonymous for the most profane, obscene phrase in the English language. I can't think of anything more obscene, more profane than the phrase that is substituted by the Let's Go Brandon. It has gone wild in the conservative community. People are selling all kinds of merchandise with this phrase on it, and it's a way to oppose the policies of Joe Biden. Hey, listen, I am for opposing the policies of Joe Biden, but I am determined to do it in a Christ-like, biblically centered manner. Now, let me give you scripture, all right? Let's talk scripture. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without. We're talking about the unsaved, the ungodly. Walk in wisdom toward them that are without, redeeming the time. Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. The phrase I'm talking about, is that seasoned with salt and characterized by grace? Let your speech be always with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer every man. 1 Timothy chapter 2. I exhort, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings, and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty, for this is good and acceptable in the sight of God, our Savior. Christians should be chanting, let's pray for Biden. Now, by saying let's pray for Biden does not mean we agree with what he's doing. But we're being biblical in our attitude. The other phrase, which I'm not going to say again, does not fit here in 1 Timothy chapter 2. We're to be praying, interceding for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. For this is good and acceptable in the sight of God our Savior, who will have all men to be saved and to come unto the knowledge of truth. And then 1 Peter chapter 2. Verses 13 and 14. Submit yourselves to every ordinance of man for the Lord's sake, whether it be to the king as supreme, or unto governors as unto them that are sent by him for the punishment of evildoers and for the praise of them that do well. Our attitude is to be one of submission. Now, not to evil, but to pray, to intercede. And then verse 21, Romans 12, 21 says this, be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. Can I repeat that? This is Romans chapter 12, verse 21. Be not overcome of evil, but overcome evil with good. The Bible also says, let no corrupt communication proceed out of your mouth. And when people are using this phrase that has gone crazy in the conservative community, and even in the Christian community, how does that fit? into any biblical principle for those who follow Jesus Christ. You mean we're supposed to just let Joe Biden do what he wants to? No. Of course I'm not saying that. But we need to stand up against evil. Yeah, I think we should too. But we don't use evil to defeat evil. And the phrase that is synonymous is filthy, it is dirty, it is vile, it is obscene, it is profane. And why would we want to use something that is synonymous with that just to be cute? Oh, we're being cute. Isn't that funny? If you know what it means, really means, it's not cute and it's not funny. You are acting just like the world. And I realize that this is, for conservatives, this is very politically correct right now. It's not politically correct. It's not cute. And again, I will repeat, this is my belief, my opinion. I don't think it has any part in the Christian community. It just doesn't. We are above that. That's what the other side does. They used to do that with Donald Trump all the time. Why would we want to stoop to their methods?
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.